What's up, Lady Ballers? Welcome to Should Soccer Girls Stay?
What's up, Lady Ballers?
Lady Ballers, Melvin.
Welcome back to Should Soccer Girls Stay.
Are we back? Are we got, have
we're
we been
back.
Doing the first part?
Yeah, we totally
when your
messed up our first recording.
The podcast. This right.
is our second podcast.
Today. Guys, we're in Lyon, France.
We are.
They're a little bit jealous because I speak very good French.
Very fluent. He's so
I'm pretty much fluent. I did 7 years of high school French. Even Siri's not sure. No, I did 7 years of high school French. It's funny because I failed high school French.
I believe that.
Yet they still let me do an associate's in it. Which, guess what?
You failed again.
I failed again.
You failed again and you fail every time you try.
Yeah, I still speak a lot more French than anyone on this table.
You really have the yes and no and please down very well.
Yes.
I'm very envious.
Okay, but Dave, you are in a special situation right now at this game tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So
it's a good way to describe it.
A special situation. But really, I mean, you have players on both teams that you train, so how do you feel? I saw your heartfelt message on Instagram.
Thank you.
You want to reiterate it for everyone?
Yeah, so it's tough because...
This man with the cobble fucking thing.
It's all right because we're on a cobbled street. Why would you go on a cobbled street on this? Oh, it's that.
It's a lovely knick-knacking sound. It's so loud.
It's almost getting louder.
It's like
louder.
It is. Okay.
So it's a weird one. Because obviously I've got players on England. And it's not just like players. These are players that I've had for like a long time.
And you're born and raised there. Don't forget that part.
I am born and raised there. Yeah. But I've lived in America for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And it's only the last few years that I've really like paid attention to the English national team.
Why?
Because I have players on it, mm-hmm. you know. Because Jodie Taylor's on it and then Rach got on it as well. So, you know, I really started to pay attention. It was before the last World Cup because I went to see a few of those games where we also met up, didn't we, in Vancouver.
Yes. Good time.
Oh. It
feels like it's 10 years ago.
I know, you've aged very poorly. Very, very
he's
poorly.
So mean.
Yeah,
he's being so mean.
He's a bit of a jerk.
No argument. So it's tough because I've had like girls from the US.
Yeah.
For 9 years.
Yeah.
So I'm in a situation where everybody's asking, who are you going for? Who are you going for? And I've kind of just shit out of it and said, yeah, I just want my players to do well.
Yeah. I think that's a fair answer though, right? I mean,
it's going to be heartbreaking, honestly. Yeah. Like one set of players is going to be not happy to go to Nice.
Right.
And play in the third, fourth playoff.
But that will be England, so.
In your opinion, that will be England, yeah.
Yeah, realistically, what do you think?
Don't ask me that.
I just want to know, though, you know a lot about both of the teams.
Okay, I do.
Why don't you tell us which players you feel like are going to be standing up for both teams?
And not just your players, in general.
I'm never biased towards my players.
Never.
I'm incredibly biased towards my players. All right, so let's do players that I don't work with.
Okay.
Right? So, I would say, on the US, players that I haven't worked with. I've worked with Sammy a few times, but I think Sam has been a monster so far in the US. That guy just fell over.
He just tripped himself.
So I think Sam has been very, very good. And I think Lindsay Horan is...
I think we can agree on those two.
I think Lindsay's definitely the most complete player. Mm-hmm. Maybe in this tournament, to be honest.
Do you think that has to do with her going and playing in Europe?
No, I think she was...
I think that made her a more well-rounded
I think it probably helped her become more rounded, as in culture-wise. But, I mean, if she'd gone to college, would she be the same player? No. But I think she would always get to where she's at now. Because she's a smart player, right? She obviously watches football. And you can see it on the field, like she sees things. So I think we would have always got there. You know, because this is the thing right now, like in America, we get it all the time, right? The rest of the world catching up, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Do we say it about Norway? No. Do we say it about Germany? No, they were heavy hitters in the first World Cup. Do we say it about China? No, it's just the US. So why do we say it? And we never say it on the men's side, right? We never say, oh, like the rest of the world are catching up with England. How about the rest of the world are getting better?
Yeah.
Right, and we're, you know, we've produced players who are very, very good, and now everybody else is producing players very, very good. You know, can we do better? Yeah, we can. You can always do better. But it's kind of, it's one of those things that it annoys me, because it's kind of disrespecting everybody in development, right? Like, everybody's catching up, and you're like, no, our team's getting better, yeah, but that's good.
Yeah.
Like, that's good for football. Yeah. But we never say it about any other nation who are early heavy hitters in the women's game. So that is something for you guys.
But when
to
you
think
say,
about.
Like, when people say that, you mean like on social media?
Yeah, like it's a lot, isn't it, on social and even on like the TV, you've heard it, like Lalas has been going on, like, everybody else is catching up, it's time for us to do this and do that. You know, he couldn't develop a cult. Like, he's great on the TV, he plays his role fantastically, right? And like, big respect to the guy, but stop talking about things you don't know about.
I'm convinced he does it though, because it's really good TV.
No, he does, he knows, he's brilliant. He's
just sacrifices himself.
He takes the unpopular opinion just to have people want to banter back with him.
Because, you know, the whole thing, should we pause?
We'll just keep it running, but we'll...
So the whole thing, you know, like, France are going to beat the US, France are going to beat the US. They weren't ever going to beat the US, not in a million years, you know? But he's so good at it, isn't it? Because we're talking about it.
Why do you say not in a million years when the last team that we lost to was France?
My gut never lies. I knew.
I know, but how could you say it? We literally have lost to them in the very near past.
The French team is class. They're all very good players. They don't know how to win in tournaments. That mindset's a different mindset. We know how to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do actually totally agree with that.
Like, we've got players who, they have that winning mindset. Now, if France had showed up as their best selves, they could have had a chance.
And if US had a game like they had against Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would have had a chance. Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because I do feel like US knows how to show up for tournaments. I almost feel like we know how to show up for tournaments better than we do friendlies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is with friendlies as well, you got to look at it. Like, it's a lot of tinkering from the coaching staff in friendlies, right? You've got players in the friendlies and we're not seeing at the World Cup.
Yeah, but there's a lot of tinkering with the staff.
Yeah, there is. It's probably too much. But even, like, the funny thing is, even against France, we were nowhere near our best.
Yeah.
Nowhere near it. Like, passing was pretty sloppy and all that. But now, if we hit our stride, then they're probably the best team in the world. You know, they're going to go up against a brick wall in England, who are really good. You know, and on the English side, you've got, like, Ellen White's been just banging goals.
Yeah, she has been.
And I'll say the same for England. We haven't seen the best out of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, you look at the passing in their last game against Norway, it was sloppy. You know, so I feel like this game's going to go two ways. It's either going to be the best game of football you've seen for a few years, or it's going to be really cagey and boring. And I'm happy either way.
I was going to say, what kind of goals do you think that we're going to see in this game? Do you think they're going to be like set piece goals or goals off corners, or are they going to be like
set pieces,
beautifully crafted, you know, goals in the middle?
The thing is that both teams have got very good set piece, right? They're good at set pieces, especially like the US with what's her face, Julie Ertz, like, wrecking ball comes in and just puts her head on everything. But both teams have players with the ability to just pull out bangers. Right now, England, I'll be honest, I know more about the US than I do England, way more.
Yeah.
Right.
Why, because you have more players?
Yeah. From a technical breakdown, player-wise, I know probably 100 times more than I do about the English team. But, you know, you saw in the last game and you saw in the World Cup quarterfinal 4 years ago, Lucy Bronze can just turn around and score an absolute banger. And that was off a set piece as well, right? Can they use that again? Maybe. It's interesting, though. And obviously, you know, I've got incredible bias. But you guys, if Rach plays, you see that with her in NWSL at least like twice a season. she just pulls out one of these goals, and you're like, what? That's incredible.
It's all thanks to her trainer, right?
Her trainer's pretty good. Yeah. And on the US as well, like Lindsay is capable of just unlocking defenses. Mm-hmm. Defenses.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What do you think the US has to do to
win?
Not let up a goal. But like, is there, you know, like, do you know enough about the English?
What do you think their mindset is going into this? Like, what are they, like, what's their
US is super confident, right? And honestly, I can't answer. I don't know. Because this team, I think their style of play is winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's their style of play. They'll do what it takes to win. You know, as opposed to, you know, we'll say Barcelona because it's the easy one, like play out of the back, keep a hold of possession.
Yeah.
I think we'll do whatever we have to win. When you look at England, you can see that stamp of what Phil never wants is that short connecting passing and then looking for that impactful through ball or whatever it is. But when it comes to what the US, how to beat England, there's players I can tell you that they should target.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, well, this is probably going out today, so probably a good idea now. But okay, so what do you think, like, do you think there's a difference with the mindsets of either team? Do you think, like, you just said the US, obviously, like, they played a win. Do you think England will do the same? Do you think it's individual? Like, do you think players care more about how they play on each team? Or do you think that each team plays, like,
this about the US first. This is the happiest I've ever seen this squad.
Really?
And you can tell.
That's awesome.
Like, if you look at the social and everything, mm-hmm. everyone's buzzing.
Yeah, the team morale seems so strong.
But the only thing is,
it's
do
like
think
infectious.
People put on something mm-hmm. for social? Like,
not for this World
pretend
Cup.
They're happy on
oh,
Instagram?
Yeah, clearly. Clearly they did that once. But clearly they do.
Yeah.
No one's going to put in-house argument on social.
Right.
It'd be great TV though.
That would be.
But just what you hear around the camp as well, everything is like buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking to a few of the England players yesterday, same thing.
Really?
Everybody's buzzing. Everybody's confident.
Well, they all just got to say hello to David Beckham and give him a hug.
That's true. And so, the girls yesterday
buzzing
got,
too.
You know, the girls, they got to see Harper as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm very excited about this game because I feel like I feel the pride from England. I feel it. And I know that they are very excited about playing the US, especially at this state of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this. We need a fact check, but
fact check.
Did England go to every semi in the World Cup or have they ever gotten to a semi?
Last one, right?
I don't remember.
I thought this was their first.
Yeah, I'm just curious because I feel like that won't help.
The girl scored that banging own goal.
Yeah.
Let me Google that.
Fact check.
Semi-final. Sorry, semi-final.
Have a song that plays while we're fact checking
something.
Yeah. Semi-final.
Yeah, I keep saying fact checking.
It'll just be
open your eyes
and see.
You're really good singers.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yes. Shannon, actually, you should sing the song that you.
Third place is England. That's
third place?
Wow. Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. It actually saved you because I was going to say Shannon should sing the song that she got cut from chorus with.
You got cut from chorus?
Yeah, she got cut.
By who?
Miss Cohen.
Almost as embarrassing as
she's
you.
Miss
Cohen,
dead to
that
her.
Is not cool.
Oh, she's actually dead.
She's dead.
Oh, God.
We'll cut this card. She's dead.
I said she's dead to her.
God rest her soul.
She was not nice.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, on her deathbed, that was probably her one regret.
Dave.
Is this the little girl I knew? I don't remember getting older. When did they sunrise?
Je regrette ne pas le français.
Sunrise.
Oh, look, there's Dave not speaking French.
You got a good audition out of that.
Speak little one.
I mean,
she hasn't got my voice.
To be fair, Sean, I think she said, do you want to come over French Idol?
Really?
French
expat.
Yeah,
I'm not this
surprised.
Is Shannon's time to shine. Well, anyway.
And this is my vocal cords are tired.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
I've been screaming at all the games, but you hear it.
Beautiful. Like an angel.
Wow.
That's great. That's it. Okay, what about the other game? Sweden, Netherlands.
Who cares? No, I'm kidding.
Well, we don't have to get into it, but who do you think will win?
I think everybody thinks Holland are going to win.
Netherlands.
But I think we're doing Sweden a disservice.
But most people are worried that it'll be hard for the US to beat Sweden twice, right?
But I mean, that's always a factor. But get through this game first, Shan, before you start thinking about that.
That's true.
True.
That's very
Which
true.
I feel like I feel like a lot, like even the US are saying that. Like
Ricky Martin.
Martin
doesn't play
I
for them.
I said that last time.
That is exactly what we said.
She bangs.
She bangs.
Oh, maybe she moves.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's kind of like the U.S. mindset. They keep saying, like, we're going to focus on each game at a time rather than, but how could you not think about it?
I mean,
a little.
You know, if they play Sweden either in the third place playoff or the final,
yeah.
I think it's a tough game. But the thing with these women is that they're so driven for a Sweden game either way,
yeah,
because they lost to them in the Olympics, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I think once you do that, that's when the US are at their best, because they want to get revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say the US, we always see the best out of the US when their backs are against the wall anyway.
Right.
You know? Write that down, Sean.
I'm really looking forward to Dave's tweets during the game. Are you?
Are you going to be like
probably not. Probably not going to. I don't know. Like,
it's very hard while you're watching.
Yeah, it depends how it goes. Like, I'm in the England end because
mm-hmm.
Rach got his tickets. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say that I won't need tickets from the other team for the final. They make it.
Yeah. They're going to not give those to you.
So, Alex, or anyone. I'll wear the US shirt underneath as well if you want.
What I was going to say is, if we want to switch off of World Cup World Cup talk, and then really talk about now, you focus on one-on-one development with athletes, and I'd love to hear like what advice you have for players that are looking to get better on their own, because mm-hmm. we get those requests all the time. We always send them to your app.
Thank you.
Dave has an amazing app.
MySoccerTraining.com.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. But for real, like,
well, I keep trying to drop it, but you guys keep talking over me.
I just set you up for a damn grand slam. All right, here we go. The floor is yours.
MySoccerTraining.com. So we've got like a process. In England we say process, by the way. And this is how you get better at soccer. First, you analyze where you are right now. And the great thing about where we are in society right now is everybody's got a smartphone. It doesn't have to be world-class footage. You can just get your parents to like film you for 20 minutes playing.
In a game setting or like individual?
Game.
Okay.
Or practice, whatever. Usually a game, because you know, you've always got practice superstars and they've never shown a game.
True, very true.
But analyze yourself, write down what you think that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you go to your coach and ask them, this is what people can't do. Ask them to be brutally honest and say, what do I need to work on? It's not about game time. Be brutal with me, mm-hmm. and it might hurt. Then you go to your teammates and ask the same questions.
Wow.
So you're getting a bunch of different people's opinion on what you need to work on,
yep.
right? Simple. Then plan, right? So write down what you want to work on in, like, if there's five things, write it in order. And then you plan out your sessions. Now, another great thing about society is we've got so much information, right? And the whole reason we made the app was, but back in the day, you couldn't find good information. Now you go on YouTube, put in individual soccer training drills in, and you just want a sip of water, and it's like a fire hydrant in your mouth, because there's like millions of videos.
Where do you start?
Yeah, and who do you trust?
Right,
because everybody can be everything with no fact checking.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got no music for fact checking?
Yeah, fact checking.
And that's why we made it, because all the sessions inside the app we use with players, and it's full sessions. And then away from the app, we do individual development in small groups. And you know, this World Cup's kind of been a testament to it. We had players on four different teams.
Yes, so who are your players?
Jesus Solis, Polizia. Come on, bro.
It's a loud one. He's really trying.
I hope you're okay,
up,
though.
Wrap it up, bro. Wrap it up. So on New Zealand, we had Ali Riley
She's
and
great.
Emma Kay.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Rosie for a little bit when she was at UCLA as well. In Canada, Shalina Zdorsky, Janine Becky, and...
I love her.
The Janine? Mm-hmm. She's awesome. She's such a good kid. And soon to be the world's best player, Jessie Fleming. And then England...
How old is she?
Jessie's like 20. England, Jody and Rachel, and then the US is a bunch, like, a bunch.
Drop them.
Same.
Right, most will start like most regular is Alex Morgan. It was just.
Was she your first like player on the US that you trained?
Kelly O'Hara.
Kelly O'Hara.
Oh. And then Kristen
Press.
Connect. So Ali Riley was roommates with Kelly O'Hara at Stanford.
Small world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then obviously Kristen went to Stanford as well. So we had this field in Beverly Hills. It was a pop star field, a guy called Robbie Williams. And we used to play pickup. The Field of Dreams, it's called. Well, it's not there anymore.
We got one in Massapequa Park. Mm-hmm. It's not Beverly Hills, though. It's also called Field of Dreams.
Well, this was a converted tennis court. And Rob had goals built into the back, and it was like a cage.
Oh, wow.
It was dope.
Your flashlight's on.
Thanks. and turfed it. So it's where phase one was filmed on
That's
YouTube.
So cool.
So Kelly, Pressy started coming up, and then it was funny because one day, like, it all starts with Ali Riley, like the spider web, and a girl called Bianca D'Agostino. Do you know B? She's from your neck of the woods. No, she's from B's from Connecticut.
She blonde?
No.
Okay, then no.
But so we were playing, we were training, then doing pickup with like Sarah Hoffman and Abby Wambach was there.
Wow,
with us as
what
like.
A throwback! So
were like little
they were Premier League players. Like we had Ashley Cole come up, like when he was at Chelsea, a bunch of different like class players. And then one day Kelly texts me. She's like, "Oh, Dave, can I bring some friends up to train and do pickup?" I'm like, "Okay, what's like a good level tonight?" So they've got to be good. She's like, "Yeah, they're good." I was like, "Yeah, but if they're not, they're on your team." She's like, "Yeah, they're fine." And it was Tobin and Alex.
Wow.
Yeah. And that span into me training at that time, I think this was 2012, like 80% of the national team.
That's wild.
Alongside Mia Hamm.
Wow.
Because Mia was training as well.
That's
training.
So cool.
Love her.
Yeah.
Who's Mia Hamm?
She's the goat.
the
thing is with Mia, like everyone knows, is like, you know, one of the greatest players of all time, but off the field as well.
Yeah,
like, she's a boss.
Yeah,
part owner of LAFC, yeah, like, on the
boss.
Board of Roma in Italy. She runs a camp. She's got a charity, and she's an absolute boss. So that's where it all went. So on this team, people who've come to train, it's like Alex, Ali Long, Pressy, Tobin. Obviously Kelly, Morgan Bryan, Melissa there, but we just stick her in goals. We do. She's always doing something else when we're doing footwork. I'm sure I've forgotten people as well.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to go through it. But yeah, it's cool. Kriegs came out a few times, Ashlyn Harris. But they, you know, it's the regular ones, it's like Alex, Ali, and Kelly.
Yeah.
Would you ever coach?
No.
No?
I got offered an NWSL head coaching job.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You don't like that?
I haven't coached teams for years. I've got no business going in and coaching. You know,
you have more business than a lot of people.
Yeah. But training an individual one-on-one versus like composing a team is like so...
I would think you'd be amazing at it, though.
I don't know, man. Like, I like what I do. You know, and it's one of those things where the tactical side of it, I'd have to delve so hard into it again, because I wouldn't want to go in not prepared.
Yeah.
But I would go in and do what I do, you know. We tried that out at Houston. It lasted a game because the then president basically lied about everything, not dropping any names. But if I could do what I do now, like within NWSL or any like sort of national team, like we've spoken to Mexico, So who knows?
Do you have any availability in California, like many of our fans want to work with you? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Or should they go through the app to start?
I mean, the app is, it's phenomenal value for money. It's less than $20 a month. That's when they look, and it's $19.99.
Well, that's incredible. Like,
so you start with that, and then we do get a lot of like what I call drop-ins, like people who fly out to train.
Mm-hmm. We want a few sessions.
Yeah, and like we hammer it out. It's good, and they see an improvement go through the roof. But it's individual development. Why don't you just go down the middle like your friend, the intelligent
guys?
Individual development, it comes down to how much you want it. Mm-hmm. Right, everybody talks about, you know, we'll say Alex, but what they don't see is the work that she puts in.
Yeah. Here,
this is a great story with Alex. Last World Cup final, they had a party afterward. I went to this party.
Is that
the
one that we couldn't get in?
I tried.
No, the one that we
got in. Dave did try to help us get in.
Didn't I give you my business card afterward?
Yeah,
you did.
We were like, don't worry about us. We're just going to go home.
And, you know, so you're saying hello to everyone. Everyone's really happy. And Alex comes up and immediately is Olympics. I'm like, yeah, but maybe enjoy tonight.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the type of mindset you've got to have. And then I think she mentions about, can make sure the soccer girl props don't get in it. It's funny because it was a joke.
There's something wrong with you.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, so everyone should check out your website. Take yeah. Time to be now. What are the
descriptions? There's two websites. Mm-hmm. MySoccerTraining.com is for the app. And BeastModeSoccer.com is for training. And if you go to MySoccerTraining.com/VP, you can download a free individual development toolkit, which you could, with all the analysis and everything, we've done it for you. All you've got to do is print it out.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I thought you were going to say like tinder.com.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been on Tinder, yeah. Not loving it.
No. We'll set you up with someone.
I mean, you do speak fluent French, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe this is it. Maybe you'll find your...
You know, you guys are the biggest haters I've met so far.
We'll be your wingman, though. Like, bring us out and we'll help you.
I want you as a wingman.
What?
Pinchy lacra over here.
What does that even mean?
I'm a great wingman.
Are you? No.
I want no part of that.
I'm really good at the net.
But no, I'm not loving Tinder in Leon.
Once we're done, I want to see it.
But I'm here to work anyway.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, that's true. You
know. All right, well, we're really excited for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, let's US, go England. Let's US, go US.
USA win the days.
And thanks for coming on.
You are welcome. Dave. Thanks for having me, even though I wasn't the first one on your podcast.
Oh, my.
Whatever, dude. He's not over it.
Good Soccer Girls Day.